Production support for Soundbites is made possible by listeners and by Coffee by Design, growing a business committed to community and sustainability locally and worldwide. CoffeeByDesign.com.
Welcome to Soundbites, true stories told by local Mainers and nationally recognized storytellers. The themes are always changing, and the hosts are from all over the nation, but when you hear the name Soundbites, you're in for a unique storytelling experience. Soundbites is brought to you by Frontier Studios and made possible by the generous contributions of Allagash Brewing Company, Frontier, The Press Hotel, Toad & Co., and by the listeners of Maine Public Radio. This week's stories were told live at Frontier in Brunswick, where the event's dedicated theme was Wanted. Here's today's host, Connecticut-based novelist, storyteller, columnist, playwright, and teacher, Matthew Dix.
So our first storyteller of the night, an enormous round of applause, please, for Danusha Trevino.
When I was 21 years old, my country, Poland, was falling apart. I was a student at the university, and I was thinking to myself, I have only one life, I better get out. And I started looking for ways to do that. My mom had a cousin who married an American soldier during Second World War. I decided to write a letter to this aunt, and I asked her if I could come and stay with them for a month in the U.S. to study English. I wanted to stay much longer, but I didn't want to frighten her with that information. They sent me the official invitation, and that's how I found myself in Valley Stream, a small suburban town of New York. Shortly after I arrived, Poland declared martial law, and I couldn't go back even if I wanted to. And fortunately for me and all the other Polish tourists that arrived at that time, the American government issued us temporary work permits. I didn't speak any English, so I decided to sign up for free evening classes for foreign people at the local high school. I also, somebody told me about this Mrs. Krause that worked in a public library in Valley Stream, and they said she spoke Polish. I went to her, and she started lending me children's books starting from kindergarten to read. She also gave me a vinyl record that said on the cover, English for Absolute Beginners. I also acquired Beatles' White Album because it had sheet with lyrics. And I started studying all of that diligently every day. And 3 months into it, when I felt that my knowledge was enough to get a job, I told my aunt and uncle that I'm going to look for a job. And my uncle said, you know, all you Polish people think that America is paved with gold. Our daughter, who is an American, speaks perfect English, has not been able to find a job for a year. You speak at a kindergarten level, and you think you're going to find a job. I went to Mrs. Krause, who was much more encouraging, and she said, you can always find work for anybody who is willing. She told me, start walking up and down Valley Stream, look in the windows of shops, and when you see help wanted sign in a window, walk in, say, hi, I'm Danusha, I want to work, and hand them your work permit. So I started doing that. There were a few streets that I could do it, and there it was, a sign, help wanted sign in the window of the local Burger King. I walked in. I got to talk to the manager. I said, hello, my name is Danusha, I want to work, and I handed him the work permit. To my surprise, he said, okay, and he put me in a little office in front of a screen. He pushed a button, told me to watch it over and over, and it was a slide presentation, and that's how I learned how much lettuce, how much onion, how many slices of tomatoes, how many slices of pickles and of American cheese goes into a classic Whopper. When I felt I knew the ingredients pretty well. I went back to the manager and he handed me the official Burger King uniform, which at that time was consisted of brown polyester pants, brown polyester tunic with big yellow stripes and a matching cap. I was in heaven. We didn't have polyester or Burger King in Poland. And I thought, now I am really an American. And he told me to come back the next day. I showed up already dressed in my uniform. And the manager handed me a broom and said, sweep the floor. I was in shock. I wanted to say to him, there's got to be some misunderstanding. You trained me how to make a Whopper, which is practically to be a chef. And now you're telling me to sweep the floor? I play Bach and Mozart on a violin. I'm not a custodian. But I was lacking the vocabulary to express that, and he was already gone. And there was this guy with a big head of curly red hair and freckles, and he was watching this whole scene, and he could see how unhappy I was. So he walked up to me, and he said with a big smile, hey, I'm Danny, I will help you. And he started showing me how to sweep the floor, which he did. Then he took me to my Whopper station, and he pointed at the screen, pointed at the dispatcher, and he said, when you see and hear the word Whopper, it's time for you to make one. And I thought to myself, how difficult can this be? I'm familiar with the ingredients of the Whopper. I studied it the night before. What I wasn't familiar with was a rush hour, which is a time when everyone starts running around as if the place was set on fire. So when the dispatcher started yelling out, Whopper, extra pickle, extra cheese, no onion, minus mayonnaise. Whopper, extra pickle, hold the cheese, hold the onion, extra mustard, two Whoppers, minus pickle, minus mayonnaise, extra cheese, extra well done. I added extra mayonnaise just about to everything because minus sounded just like mayonnaise to me. I would have been fired the very first day if it weren't for Danny. Danny was kind enough to check the contents of my Whoppers, throw the bad ones away, make new ones while keeping up with his own cheeseburger orders. Danny loved the way I talked. So for the next 2 days of my employment with the Burger King, he kept helping me while saying to me, you just talk in English, just say something, please. And my vocabulary was still very limited, so I kept repeating over and over the dialogue that I learned from that English lesson for absolute beginners. And it went something like this. My name is John. My name is Mary. How do you do, Mary? You look tired. I am a little tired. Would you like some tea? But of course. So tell me, Mary, do you like Laurence Olivier? I like him as an actor, but I don't know him as a person. What do you do on Saturdays, Mary? On Saturdays, I clean the house with meticulous accuracy. Goodbye, Mary. Goodbye, John. And if we still had extra time, I would go into Blackbird, singing in the dead of night, take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. All you ever wanted is for something to be free. And but the manager was not enchanted by the way I talked. He wanted for the floor to be swept, for the Whoppers to be made with speed and accuracy and order, and I couldn't deliver any of that, and he fired me. And I could not believe that I was no longer wanted at this Burger King, not even for sweeping the floor, now that I was willing to do anything he would give me. So I ran to the bathroom and I started to cry, and I was gonna miss my friend Danny, He was, like me, a college student, but unlike me, he seemed to have no problem with any task given to him by the manager. In fact, he behaved as if everything he was doing was the best thing that ever happened to him. So in my almost daily letters that I was writing to my family, I wrote, I got fired, and I know now why things are so great in America. People work here really hard, young and old, and they don't seem to have feelings of any shame about any type of job they do. And the only shame to be had is the one that I'm feeling right now for thinking that I was too good for this. Thank you.
Danusha Trevino, ladies and gentlemen. Danusha Trevino is an actress and a storyteller. Born and raised in Poland, she toured the United States and Europe with the New York City punk band Fur. As an actress, she was recently seen in The Pink Chair with the Worcester Group and in Warsaw's Neue Theater in a town I will not attempt to pronounce. She was a part of the New York Literary Salon, Women of Letters at Joe's Pub, and This Alien Nation also at Joe's Pub, and appeared at Cornelia Street's Cafe's Liar Show. That is a great show. A Moth Double Grand Slam winner and a regular on the Moth main stage. For more information, you can try to spell her name, DanushaTrevino.com. It was a beautiful story. It was really fantastic. Congratulations.
If you want to know more about today's storyteller, well, you're in luck. Let's join our host backstage, now in conversation with today's teller.
I'm here with Danusha Trevino, and we're going to ask some questions about storytelling and where we are. So the first question is going to be, what is your favorite, or if you prefer, your least favorite thing about Maine?
The favorite thing is just green. Green, delicious food, really delicious food, and very friendly people. This is my third time in Portland, first time in Brunswick, and I've been to Maine quite a few times. I don't think there is a negative thing.
All right, that's great. Who would you most like to share the stage with? If you could choose anyone in the world to share the stage with, who would you like?
Oh my God, Oprah Winfrey.
Why Oprah? I mean, it seems like a ridiculous question to ask, but why are you choosing Oprah?
I don't know, just because she seemed to have incredible connection with people. And it just came, yeah.
I think it's a great choice. As an author, if you ever meet Oprah, if you could pass on one of my books to her, that I would appreciate that. Do you listen to yourself after telling a story when you receive a recording? Do you go back and listen to yourself? Why or why not?
There are a couple of times I'm always afraid to hear it because of stopping. You can learn a lot from listening to it. So when they sent me few recordings to choose the one that's going to go on the podcast, I had to listen to it, and none of them were perfect. But I've learned so much that I was able to tell the story better without so much, that kind of stuff. Sometimes some of it, if I didn't feel good about telling the story, I don't want to hear the recording.
I completely understand that. All right, can you tell us a nugget or detail that's connected to your story that won't be in the story tonight, like something you had to leave on the cutting room floor?
Okay, so it's sort of like a continuation. At the end of this story, I lose a job, and because of it, the cleaning lady at that Burger King, she was the one who hugged me. And she told me to go look for a job at Dunkin' Donuts. I didn't get that job. And then Mrs. Krause from the library told me to sign up for typing lessons. She says, you need to learn how to type to get a good job in America. And on the bus ride to that typing class, I met my husband.
That's amazing. And you just chose not to include that in the story because it's too far beyond?
It's just, yeah, it goes on longer. But basically, all these mishaps created an opportunity. Because if I got the job, I wouldn't be taking a typing class. And I wouldn't have met my ex-husband. But it was a good marriage.
All right, thanks, Danisha.
Soundbites is brought to you by Frontier Studios and made possible by the generous contributions of Allagash Brewing Company, Frontier, The Press Hotel, Toad & Co., and by the listeners of Maine Public Radio. Special thanks also to GWI and Downey's Pension Services. More information about Soundbites, including how to attend a live storytelling event, can be found online at soundbitesme.org. And of course, you can always hear more stories at mainepublic.org. Thanks for listening.